Cracking, witty, winsome wizards. You're listening to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your podcasting pack of pub problem pursuers.
I am Chris.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
We actually are taking a break this week from recording our usual full episode. Why? As you can tell, or as you can hear, we are on site today for
the Pub Trivia Finals, the Bay Area Brainstormer Pub Trivia Extravaganza something. It's loud.
Yes, it is loud. So we're on site at Elephant and Castle Pub here in San Francisco, and it's, like Chris said, it's the best of the best teams in 16 different cities in this area compete for the grand championships. Sadly, falls on the day we usually record an episode, so we're actually not going to record our full episode, and hopefully we will win. I really want to win. I really, really, really want to win.
We don't come to lose.
No. So we don't want to leave you guys empty-eared, so what I am going to do is I'm going to bring back our special guest, William Fakespear, from episode 55. And we're going to have him recite a little diddly for everybody. And I hope you guys enjoy. And I hope we win. Yay! Yay!
Zounds! Rebecca, witness her backside. 'Tis brimming with heft. The maiden resembles a harlot of nimble, sharp-tongued knaves. Alas, I know not of these men, and wherefore they parle. The jiglot shall be mistaken, filth and herring, no less. For the rump, 'tis Herculean. How spherical the globes protrude, no? Pray tell, her sanguine fluid flows from more.
I desire for dazzling damsel derriers. I dare not deceit. Mine kinsmen shan't renounce such fact. Whence the day-maid saunters, such petite corseted stem, yet gluteous orbs of flesh intrude thine visage. Mine bulge, bounced and bounded. Back-end block, robed in frock, mine heart stalk, mine eyes gawk. Oh! Non-pale maiden of mine, a portrait must capture thine grace. The brotherhood cast and cry caution, yet affects thine absolute ass makes I quiver with rapture. Oh, soft-seated skin of thine, so desires a setting in mine carriage of fine. Ravage me, ravage me, wenches against thee art unmatched. They prance in parlors, I notice, but actions of love are hopeless. She hath perspire, hath loin on fire, a racing stallion without tire. I chide ho-hum gazettes that state, people plead for plainer posteriors. Give me leave to ask those of ebon armor. She bears such sweet dough, O flesh. Hark, mine brothers.
Aye.
Mine brothers.
Aye.
Hath thine maid a round rear of real remark?
Aye, aye.
Do implore the ladies to flit, float, and flutter. Allow those glorious globes to spin with splendor. Oh, sweet cherished of mine. Oh, sweet cheeks of thine. Visage from the village of the holy angels. Backside from the burrow of the mighty oak. Oh, sweet cherished of mine. Oh, sweet cheeks of thine.